this perek, the second perek of Sanhedrin, we have the dinim of Melech. Most of all the sugyas that have to do with the mitzvahs of Melech are in this perek. So we'll go to the Seder of the Rambam, and we'll include the sugyas also. Not on all the mitzvahs. There's the mitzvahs of Melech has three loses and one esse. The Rambam, in the beginning of Ilchus Melochim u'Melchamoseim, he says, he mentions a lot of mitzvahs here, but b'yachas to the Melech himself is shelo yarbelo noshim, shelo yarbelo susim, shelo yarbelo kesev ezov. It's interesting to point out the Seder of the Rambam in the Gemara. Also, we have that Seder that the Gemara talks about lo yarbelo noshim first. In the Psukim, it first mentions rak lo yarbelo susim, and afterwards it says lo yarbelo noshim. So the Rambam, he says here, shloyar b'lo noshim, shloyar b'lo susim, shloyar b'lo kesev ezon. Then there's another mitzvah esse that the melech has to write himself a sefer Torah, and that's not in Hilchos Melochim. The Rambam mentions the dinim in Hilchos Melochim, but the mitzvah esse that the melech has to write a sefer Torah, he writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, in the sefer Avo, not in this sefer Shoftim. In sefer Avo, he mentions that lichtov kol ish sefer Torah la'atzmo, and then there's a mitzvah lichtov ha-melech sefer sheni la'atzmo kdei shiyeh lo shnei sifrei Torah. So the mitzvah that the melech has to write two sifrei Torah is in Hilchos Sefer Torah. In case we'll look for it here, we should know it's over there. It's mentioned in both places. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he says V'amelech mitzvah olav lichtov sefer Torah echod le'atzmoy l'shem ha-melech yeser al sefer shiyeh lo k'shu hedyot sh'nema v'oyo k'shivto al kisei mamlachto v'kosav loy u'magin oise mi'sefer ha-zora al pi bezdin ha-god zeh sh'oyeh lo k'shu hedyot manicho be'beis k'nozov v'zeh sh'kosav bo'y sh'nichtav lo'yachar sh'molach yeh imoy tomit. So the Rambam says that each hedyot mitzvah says al kol ish v'ish mi'sol to write a sefer Torah, even if he nichu lo avoyso of a sefer, he has to write himself a sefer Torah. If you do that, the Rishonim say that nowadays we're yotze with buying others for him, since in those days we used to learn from a sefer Torah, but nowadays we learn from svarim. So the Rishonim say you could be yotze the ikar mitzvah with svarim. The ikar is that you should be able to have a way to learn Torah. And then the melech is a mitzvah to write chutz from the sefer Torah, that each person is mechuyev, even he had a sefer Torah to head it, he has to write l'shem ha-melech. When he becomes a melech, l'shem is melucha, he has to write a new sefer Torah. And then the dinim of the sefer Torah is the one that he had k'shu head it manichu bebeis gnozov, that he keeps by his house, and then the other sefer Torah has to always be with him. The Rambam also in Hilchos Melochim says, "Beit sheyeshev ha-melech al kisei malchuso, he writes a sefer Torah lishmoy yeser al ha-sefer sheinichu lo yavoisov. Magia a sefer ha-zora, and if lo yinichu lo yavoisov sefer ha-shoavad, kosev shnei sefrei Torah." Echad manicha bebeis gnozov shu mitzuva boi kikol echad misrod v'asheni lo yozuz milafono. Also it says in the Mefarshim here, the Lecha Mishnah brings, it's brought from the Brichodesh and the Sefer Maim Chaim, that the Sefer Torah of the Melech, no one is allowed to use it, to read in it, just the Melech. It's mashma that it's the same deed. The Rambam doesn't say it Mefurosh, because the Rambam, when he says the deen of not to use the kelim of the melech, he says that the aim of the melech has to be a mosei olecho, ein roichvin al susoi, ein yeshvin al kisoi, the ein mishtamshin b'shalvitoi, v'loi b'kisroi, v'loi b'echod mikol klei tashmishet. Could be, it's nichlal in what it says, echod mikol klei tashmishet. They bring it, I think, from the Sifro, from the Sifri or Yerushalmi, because of loi, that it has to be dafka for him to use and no one else. The Lecha Mishnah says, but they said, because of Lech take suva lishmoy, the in reshus leidit likrois bo, shenema vekoro boy huveloi hedi. They say that maybe it's an asmachta. Just like you're not allowed to use any kelim of the melech, when mishtamshim b'shalvito shel melech, so also you're not allowed to use the sefer Torah. The big kasha that they talk about, I thought of a teretz, and I found that the Eben Ezel, the Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri, and the Emek Brocha, they all say the same teretz. The Iker teretz is like, the kasha goes like this. The Gemara says, because it's sefer Torah lishmoi, tone, ubilvat shelo yisnoe b'shel avoysov. Omar Rabbe, afal p'sheinichu lo avoysov lo'odom sefer Torah mitzvah lichtov misheloi. Every Hedyot has to write a Sefer Torah, even though he has a Sefer Torah that his father wrote for himself, but he has to write for himself his own Sefer Torah. Shenema kisvu lochem es ashiru. Esvi Abaye, that it says, Kosev loy, that a Melech writes for himself a Sefer Torah, shlo yisnob shalacherim. So what's the difference? Melech ein Hedyot loy. Do you say that the Melech is the one that even though he yarshin from his father, he has to write? So the Hedyot and the Melech is the same thing, and the Braisa Tzmashma Tadavka Melech can't rely on the fact that he arshin the Sefer Torah. So you're saying that a Hedyot also, what's the difference between a Melech and Hedyot? So the Gemara answers, lo yitzricha l'shtei Torahs. The Kedetanya v'kosav lo yos mishneh ha-Toiro ha-Zois. That's the pasuk by a Melech. He should write mishneh ha-Toiro ha-Zois. So he writes, koisev l'shmoi shtei Torahs. Achat sh'yotzis v'nichneses imoi, v'achat sh'munachas lo y'bebeis gnozov. So also she yotzes v'nichnesim oi also kimin komea v'toyla bizroi shenema shivisi Hashem l'negdi tomit kimimini ba'al emoi. So the Gemara says, samar moichik the Gersa, that the one that he goes with him always, that always he has with him, so he's toyla bizroi like a komea. There's a Rashash here that talks, how could you be toyla sefer Torah, you're not allowed to be toyla. That's another inyan. The Rambam doesn't bring it, that it has to be toyla, that he doesn't say. He only says lo yozuz milefonov. Hasheni lo yozuz milefonov, and here he says ye imoy tomin. It doesn't say that he has to wear it like a komea. So a koponim, the Gemara says that he has to have two. The Rashi says mishne shtayim b'mashmat. It's mashmat that he should write two. So the pashtas of Gemara means that a hedyot writes one, and a Melech writes two. So, and that's what says Koisav leSefer Torah lishmoi shelo yisnoe b'shel acherim. So a Melech has to write two, and Hedyot writes one. So that's the teretz of the Gemara, and that's the difference. So if so, why does the Rambam say that one he could rely on the one that his father wrote? That's like the Hedyot one, and then he has to write the second one. So you have to say, they all say that the Rambam says, because of his Mishneh Torah, that he should write the second one, the double Sefer Torah. Not that he should write two, like Rashi says, only he should write a second one. So like this, if he has a Sefer Torah, she'inichu lo yavoisov, so he writes the second one, the one that he'll write, Betor Melech, that Bechol Mikre he has to write, so that'll be the second one. If he doesn't have a second one, lo yinichu lo yavoisov, if one gets lost, so he has to write two Sifrei Torah. Why? The first one he has to write because what he has to write b'tor a melech is only the second one. The first one that he writes is not because it has to be a melech. It could be it's not even lishmoy. But the second one, he has to write the first one, because that the second one should be the second one. If there isn't a first one, there isn't a second one. That's all they all learn, and it's very meduyek in the lashon of the mitzvah in Yochas Sefer Torah and the Rambam and Sefer Avo. Lichtoy v'amelech seifel sheni leatzmoi kedei shiyeh lo shnei sifrei Torah. So he writes the second one kedei that he should have two. The first one could be by him mishen yichulei avoysov, or he gets it somehow. The second one is the one that he has the mitzvah b'torah melech to write. So it says, "Koisev lichtoy v'amelech sefer sheni la'atzmoi k'dei shiyeh lo shnei sifrei Torah." That's beikar what they say. Rashi Chumash on the mitzvah that he should write a sefer Torah in Parshas Shoftim. Voyach eshivte al kisei mamlachtoy v'kosav leis mishne ha-Torah hazoi. So we said Rashi says mishne is two sifrei Torah. He has to write b'tor melech. The Rambam says the second one, Mishneh means the second one, the double one. Now let's see what Rashi and Chumash says. It's Mishneh Torah, Shtei Sifrei Torahs. achas shimonachas bebeis genozo, vachas shiyoid nichneses v'yoytzei simo. So that's like the Rashi in Gemara. V'unkelus tirgem pas shegen. So posar, mishne, pas shegen is the word that the Unkelus uses for Mishneh Torah. Posar, he translated Mishneh, the word Mishneh, loshoin shinun v'dibur. That Mishneh Torah, the dibur of the Torah, that he should write it out safer. It's not Mashman Rashi that he means that the Targum is Cholik, but it could be maybe Rashi means that the Targum is a little different than what he said. That Rashi said Mishneh means two. And Unkelus said that Mishneh means the Dibur of the Torah that you talk about. So it could be that Unkelus is more dome to the Rambam's Pshat. Although Rashi doesn't bring it out so much, but because the Lefi the Rambam, the Sefer Torah that he arshin from is a voice of his Bebeis Genozov, it's in the house. The one that he uses, voice of Imoy Vekoro Boy Kali Mechayov, that it's always Imoy that he reads from it. So that one is to read, to be able to use, to learn in it. So that's what he says, Mishneh Loshen Shinun V'dibur. So which one does he have to write? He has to write the one that he's going to learn from, the one that he's going to use as a Shinun V'dibur. So that even explains a little more why there would be a shita that one is already from before, and this the one he has to write is the second one. Because the second one is always the one that he learns from. It's the Shinun V'dibur. And that's the Iker one that he needs B'Torah Melech, that he should have Imoy Kedei to always be able to learn to be mine in the Sefer Torah. So the first one is not the Iker Mitzvah. The first one is Kedei that there should be one for a Shinun V'dibur. It's interesting that the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh HaLachumash, so they say that the Sefer Torah that the Melech wrote, Voice Imoy V'Kol B'Kol Mechayov, is not the whole Sefer Torah. The Rambam says Kosev Sefer Torah. He says it's exactly like Kisvu Lachem Sashiro. He says Mefurish that it's a whole Sefer Torah. They say that it's not a whole Sefer Torah. It's Aseres Adibros. And the reason why it's called as Mishneh Torah, why is it called Torah? Because there's 613 Taryag Otsias in the Aseres Adibros. So that's why it could be called Sefer Torah. And that's the one that it calls because of Leis Mishneh Torah Azois Al Sefer. Again, if it is Rishonim, we have to look into what's the two Sefer Torah. If they all like Rashi, then you write two, so that means Mistoma both are the same. So one Sefer of Aseres Adibros is Bebeis Genozov, and one he wears. It would be too much of a chiddush to say that the one that's Bebeis Genozov is the whole Sefer Torah. And the one that's with him is Aseres HaDibros. Pashtus, they should be both the same. So what's the mile of having Taryagosius and Aseres HaDibros? It's Korobod Kol Yemechayev. That means he should always remember the Aseres HaDibros. Or Keneged the Taryag Mitzvahs, he should have Otsius, 613 Otsius that he's with him, the Korobod Kol Yemechayev. So either we'll say, just like the Gemara says in Brochus, in the end of the first parak, that it would have been roi to say Aseres HaDibros b'chol yom, but we shouldn't say that that's Torah and that's not Torah. So memela, there's an inyan miyuchod in having Aseres HaDibros b'chol yom. So it could be the Melech needs it b'fon of kilu and Aseres HaDibros, maybe matan Torah. If it's connected to Taryag Mitzvah, so he has to know the mitzvahs that are lemaisa, not only stam to read Torah shebiksav, and you have to darshan it, you can't learn Torah shebiksav without Torah shebal peh. Here it reminds him that there's a Torah shebal peh, so it come out that the Iker remez that is called Mishnah, called Sefer, it's a Sefer Torah of Torah shebal peh. You write the Aseres HaDibros and you really are meaning the Taryag mitzvahs. So it's more the Baal Peh than the biksav. That's been again the Indian of Sefer Torah. Now, in the mitzvah of Le'arbele Susim, the Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Le'arbele Susim, Elo Kedei Markavto, you can't have a lot, a large amount of horses, Susim, Elo Kedei Markavto, only what he needs for his riding. Mistome the Markavto, the Loshon of the Rambam, it means also what the Gemara says, Markavto Poroshov, he needs for his soldiers, for his army, so he's allowed to also have, that's what the Gemara says, he's allowed to have enough horses today to support an army. Afilu sus echod ponu ilios rotz lefon of keder shoes in shal melachim also, and what he's not allowed to have susim is for himself, even one extra one that runs in front of him. There's a covet for a melech, at least by the other melachim, the goyim, that there's a extra horse. Nobody rides on it; rides in front of him. So that's also a sus ponui lios rotz lefon of keder shal melachim also. If he's moisif more than that, that means more than one horse, so it's also. In the Pirush HaMishnayos and also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it says it a little different. It's mashma a little different from the Pirush HaMishnayos Lo Rambam. It says, Mutar lemelech lahalboy susim kol ma sheyotze lirkov achayolim sheloiv v'lahalboy susim b'milchamoisov kdei laharid o'oyev. That means you're allowed to have enough horses for his soldiers to ride on, and also enough horses, the extra ones that make the enemy think like it's a bigger machane, it makes more scary, so it's l'tzorach ha-melchoma. Aval mash also toiro lius leisusim lebatole be'urvois. It's also to have horses in their in the stables. Muchanos lirkoy v'ubohem beizei yom sheyirtze oylani goysom lefonav k'moish shoyis in shalom lochim. He's not allowed to have horses just staying in the stable, that whenever he'll want, he'll pick a horse and he'll choose a horse to ride on. That's called levatola. Or that it should run in front of him. It gives a cover to the melech, but it's also called batola. Avaleinu muto sheyeloi zulotzi sus echod lirkoy boi ke'echod o'om. The Rambam says he's only allowed to have one horse to ride on, just like everybody else. He shouldn't have extra horses that's gaiva to show that he's better than everybody else. And the Loshon of the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Loise say, Shin Samach Gimel, Loise say, Hizir HaMelech Mehal Boi Susim, Vomoy Loyal Boi Susim. The gedol ze shlo ye lo isus lo ot telefono va filu sus echod lo ye etzlo ye lo beheme shiur kavol ol vad o isus im shi sim im beoves kde shi um khanem le milchama ye kevo aparosh im alem aval le atzmo lo ye lo ye lo beheme achas levad. For himself he should have only one horse, not more than that. So it's mashma a little bit different, the Loshon of the Rambam in the Yad and in the Pirush HaMishnayos, because in the Yad he says afilu sus echod ponu lius rotz lefonov is osur. That's if the sus is osui kedei to run in front of him. But if he has an extra horse, that maybe sometimes he needs a different horse, maybe that would be mutar because it's litzorach for him to ride on. Shall if we can be medayik like that. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he says it's also, even that would be also, it's only Beimo Achas Levad Kishar Hedyut. A Hedyut doesn't have an extra horse. He has one horse that he rides on. Also, the Inyan of Ribuy HaMachane, so that it says in the Pirush HaMishnayos that the Kedei Merkavto would include not only for his chayolim to ride on, but it's also part to make the machane bigger, so that it says also in the Yad Ramah, B'Shem Deri Migash, that he says, he's gores, at the end of the sugya, there's a Loshon La'afuche, there's a different gear, so we'll soon see. So he says that it's mutor, lovely, that means it's not only to be matir for his riders and his army to sit on and ride on, but it's also mutar kedei lesiton beemtza machane kedei sheiroya machane godol. That it's mutar to have for the tzorach the machane, the tzorach the mochomas, so it's mutar to have extra horses that nobody rides on, but it gives a tam to the mochomet, it scares away the enemy. So that's also mutar. That's the Rimigash says that in Yad Rama brings the Rimigash, and the Pirusha Mishnah Islo Rambam says also the same thing. In Rashi and the Sugya, Rashi says that it's also to be marbe. So Rashi brings in the middle asusim boim mi mitzrayim leotz Yisrael v'tzorich lishloach shluchim liknes leisusim v'ovrim b'leisayisifu leroisa ma'adoylam. It's mashma Rashi that it's a tam, just like the posuk says, rak loyal b'leisusim b'loyoshi v'sol mitzrayim olaman al b'isus v'ashem omar lochem loisayisifu loshuv v'aderech hazeh oid. So the posuk says a tam that it's also why. So that's a nisinas tam. Why is it also to be marbet susim? Because the susim come from Mitzrayim, and if he'll make a ribuy susim, so then he'll have shluchim that will be in Mitzrayim, and they're over on loisisifu leroisam oida doilam. So Bamis and Rashi have to be moisif. So, but anyway, he needs susim for his merkavto, for his paroshim, for his richbo, for his chayolim. So how is that mutter? In that, so also for that we should be choishes that will have shluchim that will go to Mitzrayim to bring susim. So I guess we'll have to say that whatever he needs letzorech is mutter, or maybe that he would find in other places when he needs a ribui susim. It's more of a chash that if there's no end to how much susim he needs, then he'll need shluchim to go there and bring them. Or maybe with the ribui susim, he needs extra special, nice horses. So that needs a little bit of a beer. In the Ramban and the Chumash, he learns different than Rashi. He asks, Rashi says that it's loyabalo susim elakadei markavtoi. So, and why? Why is the time? Because they'll send people to Mitzrayim and they're over on going back to Mitzrayim. So he asks the Ramban that in Yerushalmi it says that it's mutar to go back l'schora. So to go purchase horses is l'schora, it should be mutar. And he says if the melech sends there l'schora, it should be mutar. V'yitochen, that the Pasuk says like this, that there's one, easier shloyah b'loy susim, even from a different place. Why? Because the melech shouldn't be mar b'susim shloyivtach al richboy kirav v'al poroshov ki'otz mumoy aval yeh mivtachoy b'shem eloykov. So it's one azora, the le'arbeloy susim lefi the Ramban. It's even in Merkavto there's a gvul, that you shouldn't have too many chayolim, too many merkavos, because you have to have bitochen. So that's the isor of le'arbeloy susim. So it's not davka mamish for himself, lorutz lefonov, like it says in the Rambam, that only echod kemoy behedyet. He says that the isor of le'arbe is for the melech's ribui chayolim, is also would be also. And mistomach olshkein, if you need it, the extra ones, the lahari desamachane, or laharbos desamachane, mistomach also. But then, v'charkach Yisrael ha-melech, shloyoshi v'so'o mitzraimo, shiyel l'shom mi'avodov, u'mi'amo yisori mikne, that there shouldn't be people sitting in Mitzrayim for that. So the Fidu Ramban, it's not mamash ha-nesinas tam, it's two different things. First of all, there's lo'yarbe lo'yisusim, kidei, that there should be bitochen in Hashem. Most of the mitzvahs of the melech is they should have extra yira and extra bitochen, and he should be higher in bitochen, he should be a symbol for everybody else. Like the Rambam says, keder shecholak lo yakosu v'akoved agodu v'akol chayovim b'chvoyde, kach tzivo li yos libo yibikyo b'shofel v'cholol, lo ino gasus lev b'Yisrael v'yachoynen umrachem. And all these things, it says that he should be Banovi Yesero, and he has to be a Roa of Klali, so he has to be a very big dugma, a symbol for everybody else. So the Ramban says that's Le'arbe Le'susim. Then there's another Avera that Le'yoshiv is all Mitzrayim, that means there's another love that he should see to it. People shouldn't, it shouldn't, like Shluchim of the Melech people that are the ones who are shluchim to buy schora for the melech, that they shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim for all these reasons. And why does the posuk say leman halboy sus? Because that was the derech. Why did they go to Mitzrayim? Today that they're to bring susim. But Bemis, it's like two different parts. In the Targum Yonason, he learns completely different. He learns lechoid lo yisgun le'al train susbon, that the melech shouldn't have more than two horses. Dilmo yirkavun rav ravonoya leon, maybe a sorim, his sorim will ride on them. Vis goon, they'll be misgoy that they have a horse. Vis batlun mipisgome oraisa, and his sorim, his officers won't be learning. In those days, the sorim were always the ones who were the biggest Talmid HaChomim. We see it again and again in Tanakh, the Gabi David and Shaul HaMelech, that the Sori HaTzova, and everybody was Mimun, and they were all Talmid HaChomim. If they weren't Talmid HaChomim, they probably wouldn't even look at them. The Gius wasn't a tour for Talmid HaChomim, but the Gius was Dafka Talmid HaChomim, that with their Zchus, they could be Menatzeach. V'isbatlun mipisgomei Raisa, t'zetz le'yarbe le'susim, Kedei that, and he says terrain susvon, and kedei that the sorim shouldn't ride on it. So Bamis, if there's a din that you're not roichev al susa shel melech, so what does it mean loyarbelo al terrain susvon? Shouldn't have more than two. So what does it mean for which two? If it's the melech's horses, so they can't ride on it. How could it be that the sorim should ride on it? So we'll say that the Targum, it's hard to say the Targum Yonason holds that you're allowed to ride on the horse of a melech. That would be too far-fetched to say that he doesn't hold of the din of Emose Alecho in Roichvin al Suse. So maybe it means two horses that are chashuvim to the melech, that whoever rides on it is close to the melech. Like it says, the sus asher rochav olav ha-melech, we just read in Megillas Esther, there's a special sus, without saying that's miyuchad for the melech. There's a special sus that it shows a bigger chashivus. Then he says, what's v'loyoshiv zom mitzrayimot? That if they'll be misgoyeh, they'll ride on these extra horses, and they'll misgoyeh, and then they'll be mevato from Torah, and then they'll be chayiv choyvas golusel mitzrayim. V'ashem omar l'chon lo'soyis v'lemesiv bo'ocho den tuv. They'll be goring to themselves to have to go in golus, and they'll maybe ha'cholila have to go in golus to Mitzrayim. And to go in Mitzrayim, that's a lot. So it's a completely different story, lefi the Targum Yonason, that it's a iser of having extra horses, that maybe they'll ride on it, maybe they'll be misgoyer, and then they'll stop learning. Maybe the Targum Yonason is talking of riding on its stump for fun, not because they need it. It means extra horses that you ride on it just for kilu batola, or for COVID, for oinek. Such a thing, to use your time for stam covid or for sports, such things, that would be called visgon, visbatlum mipisgome or raisa. When you need horses to ride on, of course you need. You see in Tanakh it's full that they used to use horses. The sugya here, it says, Tom Rabbonon, loyal beloy susim. We have here in the posek, loyal beloy susim, and then it says, leman halboy sus. So we have one part in the posuk, it says Loshen Rabim, Susim, and then the next part in the posuk says Harboi Sus. So if it would say Leman Harboi Sus by itself, and that they point out the Mefarshim, we would say Sus means even a few, like it says when Yaakov Avinu sent it, Vaili Shova Chamor, Kol Sus Paro Irichbo Yifarashav Bayom, it means a lot. But here we already said Susim is Loshen Rabim. So when it says Leman Harboi Sus, we won't readily say that means one, a few. L'chura would mean one. So the Gemara says like this: Tono Rabbono, lo yarbe lo susim, yochla afilu kedei markavto yuporoshov, that even what he needs for his chayolim, his merkova, and his poroshim, Talmud lo yimal loy, loy eino yimalbe, ava malbe u kedei richbo yuporoshov. It says, rak lo yarbe lo susim, for himself he can't be marbe, but for his richbo yuporoshov he's allowed to. Rashi says, loy mashma lahalchiv daitoy ulehagdil beribui susim, that a person gets a marchovas adas, like it makes him feel good that he has a lot of susim. That's also homani mekayim susim susim habatlonim. So if it says rak loyal beloy susim, so what it mean loyal beloy susim? It says susim habatlonim, that susim that are not richboy uporoshov, but that are just idle. Minayin shafilu susechot v'ubotel shubelo yalbe, because it says in the pasuk loyal beloy susim, we would think, and the Ran and the Yad Ramar both masber this way, we would think that it's also only two susim. Le'arbelo susim. Two is called a ribuy. Then I would say pshat that it means the ribuy is also. When you make a ribuy, to add on a ribuy is more than one. So two is also. So how do we know that if you one is a ribuy biyachas. If you add it on to what you have already, so maybe one is not mut, is not also. Minayin shafilu sus echod v'ubotel shubelo yalbe, ta'amudoyim aleman halboy sus. The end of the post says, leman halboy sus. That it's also even one. Chmiachad afilu sus echod v'ubotel koi belo yalbe, that a sus echod and it's bot, it's also belo yalbe, so susim, lomali, why does it say susim? Lavo belo yses el kol sus v'sus. That each sus you're over on a loises, just like there's isurim of another shoyis liyayin alat or korcha, a few korchas in Makis Dav Chofale for a few sritas lemes. So it's, you're also on kol sus v'sus. Time is because of Rachman aloy that the Torah says liyar beloy susim. Holav ochiyav amine afilu kedei richboy uporoshem namiloy. The loy was memayit that is allowed to kedei richboy uporoshem. But if it wouldn't say loy, so just like we would think that even Richboy Poroshev is also. So how could it be? There's no Chshivus Tamelech without Richboy Poroshev, without Chayolim. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Lafushi. Rashi says, Lafushi Rechav Poroshim Besusim Lirkev Barovoche Veloy Betzimtzum. That you should have too many Richboy Poroshev. We would have a Havarim. We would know that you need Richboy Poroshev, but to have Barovoche and not Betzimtzum, so that we wouldn't know. We would think that that's also Kamash Melon, that if it doesn't have to do with him, it's not his horse, it's Richboy Uparoshev, so you're allowed to have Afilu Barvoch Avilu Betzimtzum. Then there's Lishna Chinel Afuchi. That means Garsinon Sheroichev Sus Echod Umoshech Sus Echod Etzloi Biyad Veroichev Parm Alzeu Parm Alzeu Largias Chaver. That we would think that it's also, that means it's Mutter to have Richboy Uparoshev, but to have doubles, that each one should have an extra horse with him, that sometimes he rides on one and then he switches to the other one today, that the first one should be able to relax more. So we would think that's also Kamashmalon Loi, that for him it's also, but for everybody else it's Mutter. So here you see Mefurish and the Gears of Lafuchi, Mefurish, how the Rambam put it. The Rambam says, Afilu Susechot Ponui Kidei Lios Rotz Lefonov Kidei Shois in Shaw Melochim. So that's Lafuchi. The way Rashi said it, that it's also loy is also even the extra one that's today with him, Lord. So, but even though Rashi was masber that he switches off for it to ride on it, but Mashman the Rambam, from the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, I would say if only if it's Stam Lord's Lekovit. But if it's to switch off the ride, maybe it would be Mutter. But when we see the Loshen and the Pirsha Mishnah and Sefer Mitzvos, Elo Echod Bilvad Kimo Hediot. So it's more mashma that even that would be also. And the Gears of Lafuchi, so the Yad Ramah says Lafuchi means to have in the Machane, to have extra susim that no one rides on. Rashi said the Gears of Lafuchi means that he uses it to ride, but he switches off, he alternates. But in the Yad Ramah, brings from the Rimigash that Lafuchi means to be menapech the Machane, to make the Machane and the Chayolim to have much more horses. The Rambam says, "Vim hoisif loike." If he was moisif horses, he's loike. He doesn't bring what the Gemara says. L'chayv al kol sus v'sus. So the Kesef Mishnah is the Radvaz is. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the brisa that says l'chayv al kol sus v'sus? So he says, "Loike mashu l'kosav Rabbeinu zeh." Maybe he didn't have our gear so that it says l'chayv al kol sus v'sus. Why do we say sus he meant sus? Because if it would say sus, we would think it means a lot. So, maybe he didn't have that gear. Inami, d'loy nafkemino midi. There's no nafkemino l'maise, so the Rambam didn't bring it. D'im lo kachoysom ze'ach al ze'v yisru boy. If he took each sus he brought, he was going one after the other, and they made us run each sus. Each time is a different aveira. For that, you don't need extra posse. At once, he did one kinyan, a lot of horses. He's like only one. Even after the Gemara said, he only gets Malkus, one Malkus. אבל מלכס לקס, רדווס says even though he's over on each tooth, the loy says but there's no malchus. That means it would probably be doime, the person that gets us run each took as a sechelev, so he's over on two isurim, but he only gets one malchus. So in the Rabbi Zalman, he writes in the Eben Ezra that let's say like the Radvaz that you don't get malchus, so but it's only lavar al kol nich loisese. But if the Brisa had to bring it lavar al kol sus the sus, why couldn't the Rambam bring it that he's over on each sus, but he doesn't get malchus on one? So Radvaz mashma because there's no enough kemina le malchus. But still, if the Brisa could bring it, so the Rambam could also bring it. So the Eben Ezra says it needs a little bit of a hesber. He says that the Brisa that's talking al kol sus the sus holds lav shein by mice loikin olaf. So memela the Brisa brought it was nogela locha that each sus the sus he gets malchus, even though it was a lav shein by mice. So what do you mean lav shein by mice? That maybe his shluchim bought it for him, or he made a kinyan from four. There wasn't a mice on each sus, so memela it's a lav shein by mice. So it's the Brisa holds a loikin olaf, but the Rambam passes lav shein by mice ain't loikin olaf. So memela, he wouldn't get malchus on each sus, only if kono. Just like the Rambam says by chometz bepesach, that bali roi bali motzei, there's no malchus, but kono chometz bepesach, he did it al yedei maise, so he is chayev malchus. So he says the same thing here by susim. If he did a maise of a kinyan, so then he would get malchus. But if he made a kinyan on a few susim biyachad, so it's only one maise, so he only would get one malchus and not a lot. That's how he says the pshat. So, there's also a shita that the chinuch always brings in Bozar Becholov in different places, and the chinuch itself, there's theorists. Some say the opposite, that if it's a lav shein by maise, that ain't loikin olav, but if it's shaykh to do sometimes al yedei maise, so even if you did it without a maise, you get malchus. If you say like those shittas, so it would be hard to say such a din here, because if it's shaykh by kona, they ask it by chometz. But if there's such a shittas, so here also would be kosher, because if it's shaykh to do ayidei kinyan, ayidei maise, so you should vayt to get a malchus or kol sus v'sus. But obviously, maybe the Rambam doesn't hold that shittah. In the Or Sameach, he says on the Brisa, he's talking not on the Rambam, he's talking on the Brisa. Why did the Brisa say they get malchus al kol sus v'sus? Why do you need an extra posik? The kasha that they talk about is why do you need an extra posik l'chayv al kol sus v'sus? Let's say that the susi mechalkim be'emos mechalkus. It's all sugya that Achronim talk about, just like you say, like different averus that you did b'shgoga. That he did a few arayas b'shgoga or different things. So you say behem gufim mechulakim. If there are separate cheftzes that you did the avera with it, or tamchuin mechalkim, there's different pots tapshiling. So why don't we say that behem is mechalkus, that the susim are mechalik? That means each sus is by itself. So it's a cheftza by itself. It's a special mice of avera, each one by itself. So what do you need a posik to tell me lechayv al kol sus v'sus? So the Or Sameach says also al hashas here, and also in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Vov from Hilchos Shgogos, he has one piece. At the end of that piece, he brings it as a dugma, as an example. So he says that le'arbel susim need a posik al kol sus v'sus b'kiyai gavna, that he was a head yet and he had a lot of susim. Then he was nisman elias melech, so he already has a ribui. So we would think that he's not chayev on a ribui susim. So komash milan, that is chayev al kol sus v'sus. So what's the pshat in the Or Sameach? That means, what would we think? If it wouldn't say l'rabbis al sus v'sus, we would think that the iser is to be marbe. Once he has a ribui to add on susim, so there's no iser in it, because it's like mechametz achar mechametz maybe, or so, if you did the iser twice, but here he didn't do the iser, he already has a ribui. And to add on susim, maybe it wouldn't be chayv. So he says lechayv al kol sus. So what's the chayv al kol sus v'sus? Tell me. Just like if he doesn't have a ribui, he becomes a melech, and he gets one sus is chayv. Then he adds on another sus is vaytar chayv. That means even though he has already a ribui, he's chayv on extra susim. So memela also when he has already a ribui, when he's nismane, So each sus that is marbe is called a ribui. We don't say he's already has a ribui and there's no difference if it's 10, 20, or 50, or 100. But each sus is mechayiv, that means each ribui, each one is called a ribui. So in this Or Sameach, if we would go into it more, does the Or Sameach hold that when he's nisman and he has a lot of horses, ahead yet is mutar behar besusim, because there's no other shoshes that the reason why it's also to be mar besusim is only by a melech, not by a hedit. So if he was nisman and he has a ribui susim, does he have to be mafkir those susim or sell them today that he shouldn't have the ribui? That means without the posik of the rabbi is called sus v'sus, and we would think that since he has a ribui, there's no iser on extra susim. So you could think, is there a chiyuv to be to get rid of the extra susim? If there's a chiyuv to get rid of the extra susim, so lechura is still osik in being marbe. But Pashtis in the Osameach, it says that the ribui susim is kayam, even if he's nisman and he has a ribui, it's still, he has to be moitzir from him. It's called a ribui. Since it's called a ribui, and that's how we know, because yichayv al kol sus v'susim, melitz megale, that he has to be mafkir also what he had before. So that means when he's nisman and he has a ribui of susim, he has to be mafkir, then he has to let it out of his rishus. That means if we had eska aloch, it's also to be mar b'susim. What if he has it from before? So in this also meach it says that he has to be moitziyat mitachas yodeh, and we learn it maybe dafka from what it says al kol sus v'susim. If so, if we go back to the Evin Oezel, that he said that the Brisa holds Lafshein b'maisa loikin olav. He's not masbir to Moshe, and the Rambam holds Lafshein b'maisa ain loikin olav. So maybe if he would be talking in such a case, that means the Melech was nismane, having already a ribui of susim, so he's over on a Lafshein b'maisa. Because they were mimanehim, he didn't bring in the susim, he had it from before. His chiyuv is to let out the susim, not to be in a matzav that he has a ribui of susim. So if lav shein by maisa loikin olav, he would get malchus. You have to be masra in him, let out, kiyamoy v'loy kiyamoy. That means he has to be mekayim right away, v'loyar b'loy susim. If not, he would get malchus, because the lav shein by maisa loikin olav. So that would be called, is loikin olav called sus v'sus. But now that we hold lav shein by maisa, Ein loikin olav. So what he has from before, it's ein by maisa, and he doesn't get malchus. So mele, it's not shaykh to say al kol sus v'sus. So if we would say that in the Evin Ha'ezel, which is not masbir that way, so if so, we don't have a riot. That means lefi the Rambam, im hoisif loike, if he's moisif one sus and another sus another one, we don't have a riot that he be'emes would get malchus on each sus, because we're talking on a different shita. That lav shein by maisa ain loikin olav, and the only iser is to be marbe, to be moisif. So maybe if you're moisif a few times, you're not loikin. Davnei Nezer, he also talks about this kasha. I think it's the Chalkas Yerev that asked him, why do we need a posik on kol sus v'sus? Let's say gufin mechulokin is beimish mechalkus. So he says a few ways, a few drachim. That one is lefi the Ran and the Yad Ramah that we mentioned before, that without the posik of leman har b'sus l'chayv al kol sus v'sus, we would think that you're chayv only if there's two. We would think only if you're marbe two. That means if it says susim, we would say the ribui is also to make a ribui, and a ribui is only two. But the komashim lo sus, that on each one you're chayiv. So lefi that he says that the pshat is not, if we would say that you're chayiv only on two, so it's not chayiv to say gufin mechulokin, because you already need two kedai to be over on the iser, not one. So the minute you say you need a ribui of more than one, so it's not correct to say that 50 is gufin mechulokin, because it's always the ribui. There's no number to it. It's that there should be more than one. So memele, it's not correct to say gufin mechulokin. And the komash melon is that you're chayv al kol sus v'sus. So you need a posik for that. That's one derech that he says. Another derech he says is that since the isur is Shloyoshiva Mitzrayim Olaman Harboi Sus. So Memele, you don't say Gufin Mechulokin because the time is that'll go back to Mitzrayim. So it doesn't matter if you go back for one or you go back for a few. So even if you bring a few, it's also the same reason of Shloyoshiva Sol Mitzrayim Olaman Harboi Sus. So Memele, it's not shech to say Gufin Mechulokin. So therefore, we would say that is only chayev each time as stama ribui because he'll come to go to Mitzrayim. So komash milon leman arba sus your chayev al kol sus v'sus, that we don't go both our time of leyoshi v'som Mitzrayim, only go after each ribui, each sus that you bring. Then he has another way, interesting thing. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, and it's a Yerushalmi in Hoyrius. The Rambam says, Perek Yud Zayin, Koin Godl Shechoto Loike Bishloisha Kesharo Om V'choizel Gadlusa. Koin Godl that was Nischayv Malkes, he goes back to his Minui. Avol Rosh Yeshiva Shechoto Malki Noise Bifnei Shloisha V'einu Choizel Srorusa Gam Einu Choizel Yus Keechot Mishara Sanhedrin Shemalin Bakodesh Vloy Meridin. There's a few timing for it in the Kesef Mishnah, the Yerushalmi. A few timing that it says that a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rosh Sanhedrin, he doesn't go back to his place after he gets Malkus. He's finished. It says Nosi Shechoto, so he doesn't go back to his Rora. So he said, and it's Kolo, Nosi could be Kolo La Melech also. So he says that if a Melech was Marbe one Sus and then another one, so by the first Sus he already got Malkus. So it becomes that he won't be a Melech anymore. So if he falls down from being a Melech, so he'll never be Chayev another Malkus al Kol Sus V'Sus. And Bevasachas, you don't need the posik. Bevasachas is all one mice. So Memele, the Rambam didn't bring it because there's none of Kemine. That's an interesting derech and of Nenezer. Rav Shach has a shir on it. I remember hearing this shir from him. He says like this. He goes with a yesod, and bam is at the end, the yesod, even with the yesod, he has a kasha, tzorichi. But he still said the shir, because he holds that this is the pshat in the Rambam and the kashas will have to deal with somehow. He says like this. He starts off with the Rambam, Dafkan Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that it says if somebody's kesem ksomim, so he's chayev malchus. And he doesn't bring the sifro that says that he's chayev al kol kesem bekesem. Just like here, the Rambam doesn't bring by susim that he's chayev al kol sus v'sus. By Korcho, that is also to be Kerech Korcho, the Rambam says that you're Chayev al Kol Korcho v'Korcho. It's a Gemara Makas Chofalev. And by Srita, Seret Lo Nefesh, Lo Sitnu Bivsarchem, the Rambam doesn't bring that is Chayev al Kol Srita v'Srita. Rav Shach says that there's a difference between Averis that are with a Shear and Averis that don't have a Shear. The Moshel. Korcho has a shear, it says Kigris. Korcho we mentioned, and a Nozir that's Megaleach. A Nozir that's Megaleach is also a shear, where is it? With Shtei Saros, there's a shear. So he says, wherever the Avera has a shear in it, or a Chelev that you eat a Kazais. So there, even if you have one, if you're master a few times and you do a few averes, for sure everywhere you're chayv. If you're master once and you ate a few kazesim of chaylev, or you did a few korchos, a few shiurim, so even though you'll get only one malchus, could you guess, you got one asra, but you were over on a few averes. It's a few averes that you did. You did a few shiurim, that means each shiur is a cheftz of averes, so you did a few averes. So even though you don't get Malkus on each one, but you did a few Averis, you're over on the Lav on a few of them. The Briskerov says, and he brought it, the Briskerov says that when you're Gozel, your Gozel is a Shoveh Pruta, so Gzel of a Shoveh Pruta, your Gazel, the Behema, let's say, is worth 1,000 Prutas, so you're over on 1,000 Isurim of Gzela. He says it in the stencil. So he says the same thing here, you ate a few Kazesim of Chelev, you're over on a few Kazesim. Says the Moshe, if it doesn't have a shear, like Benoach, that it doesn't have a shear, a Benoach is chayv on a mashu by Isur Yachila, let's say, Avram and Achai. So by a benach, do we say that each mashu is over? So the Brisker Rov said that by gzela is not over on each mashu of moment, because by him the iser is not gzela's moment, the iser is taking from somebody else. And araya, that when he's oishas ish by a benach, is like gzela by him. That means taking from somebody else is called gzela. So it's not nimdad in how much it is, it's what he did. Rav Shach says that you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say dafka because of that. Even if it's in moment, he says, but in a mashu, it's not a isur of parts of it. It's one isur, even if the isur would be by benach of taking money, and not dafka because he took from somebody, he took money even, but if there's no shear, so we don't say in isurim of no shear that he was over on a few times. He just did one avera. So memele, so that's why by srita, soretes, there's no shear in it. So if he made one long srita, or he did a few small sritas, he says it's all called one iser, because there's no shear, there's nothing to be mechalik then. Although, I don't know, if you would ask me, he does with two peulas, one after the other, different sritas. Rav Shach holds that it's the same thing, because since there's no shear, so it's all like ki'ilu he did one. Or he says even by Kosem Ksomim, he did Kishuv, even if he did a few, so there, since there's no shear in it, and here it's already a bigger chiddush, because it's not something of a shear. The Inyan of Ksomim, I don't have it here. The Rambam says by Ksomim, it's different pe'ulas. It's not shaykh to say a shear in it. You did a pe'ula of Ksomim, to call it that you didn't... He says different ways that they jump around and they stamp their feet and they do the different pe'ulas of kishuv. That it does ovid only here. Here, the Rambam says, "Ezo koisem, ze oisem maisem mishara maisios." As kedei sheyisum betifnem machshavtem kol advorim, at sheyem advorim asidim liyos. Yoyim adovar pleni osid liyos, oino yoyve. So he says, "Yesh min a koismin she meshamshim b'choloi be'avon, mashmesh she meshamshim b'choloi be'avon." That he does something with stones. He bends down to the ground and he shouts. So that's what he says. Also, so he says, but he doesn't say that it's chayv al kol kesem bekesem. So Rav Shach says it's also included in the inyan that it doesn't have a shear. Here it's hard to understand. Like, let's say if he would jump with his feet, one pool of kesem, and then he would hit with his stick as another pool. So Betzem, you can also understand what he's saying, because other pools he does, like the Rambam puts it, as being shigonas, crazy things that he does. And the Iker is shetifne machshavto, that his mind is... So it doesn't matter which crazy pu'ula he does, it doesn't have a shear. It's all like one hemshech. Al koponim, the yisod of Rav Shach that he says is wherever there's no shear, so it's all one avera. And where there is a shear, so each shear makes it a different avera. Memele, so he says that by srita, so the Rambam doesn't bring that is chayv al kol srita v'srita. So the same thing by a melech, that it says le'arba le'susim is the chayv al kol sus v'sus. So he says that the Rambam didn't bring that is chayv al kol sus v'sus, because if they were masra in him and he brought a lot of susim, it's one ribui. It's not a shear of each sus, Only it's one ribui that he brought a lot of susim. So memele is not chayv on each sus. Although the Brisa does say chayv al kol sus v'sus. I don't know how he gets around that. Then what is shver on the Rav Shachan? He himself said it. He says that it's totally how we look at shiurim. When you say that the Torah said kezayis, does the Torah mean from the bottom or from the top? That means without the Torah saying a shiur would be chayv on a mashu. So the Torah says no, it's not called achila, it's only achila bekazais. So if you eat more than a kazais, eat a few kazais, it's all one achila. The Torah just said that less is not achila. Or you'll say no, that the Torah said a kazais, that even on a kazais you're chayiv. So memele, the Torah said exeres hakosuv, also on a kazais it's like a minimum. So memele, that means like a maximum, what now we call minimum, max. Anyway, the Torah said that on kazais you're chayiv, so for you kazaisim you'd also be chayiv. So it's totally in that also. So machlekes rishonim how to look at those shiurim. So maybe the whole, but alpha beginning said the shiur, that means he holds that this is the pshat in the Rambam. There's one more yediyah that's interesting to point out, that the two more yediyahs. One is the Ran. The Ran says why it says Peshem Tosfos is the kasha that says by Layarbaloi Susim, by Layarbaloi Susim we would think that you need two. So Komash Melon, so we say Sus, because says Susim we would think that the rib is only two. Komash Melon, that Sus is only as one is also Chayiv. And by Noshim Le'arbele Noshim, so also we should have such a Havamina and a Maskona. Only if you're Marbet two Noshim, so you're Chayiv, but with one you're not Chayiv. So Be'emes, so how would it be two Noshim? How would it be two Noshim? Only if you make a Shliach to be Mekadesh Shnayim Bevasachas. Because if you do only one by one is one, it's not two. Or you say you're Chayiv on the second one, because the second one is called the Ribui of two. But the Rambam Be'emes says you're only Chayiv on a Ribui Noshim if he was Boal, Kideshu Boal. So that's not Shaykh Bevasachas. So you'll say on the second one. They all talk, it's a big sugya of why the Rambam says that by Ribui Noshim is only Kideshu Boal. But we're not going into that. So the Ran says why Noshim is different than Susim. I think the Hesber says like this. By Susim, the Torah didn't answer the first one. The Torah said the ribui is also what's after the what he has to make the more the ribui, that's also. So Manela, we would have a havamina that the ribui is two. That the ribui with itself is called nechshav to a ribui. So Manela komash on one. The one is called the ribui biachas to what he had before. By noshim, the shat is he can't have a lot of noshim. So Memele, you can't say that to add on two. Because the minute he adds on one, he has a ribui. Everybody is a ribui of Noshim. All the Noshim are called a ribui. So there's no half a minute to say only if he adds on two. Because the minute he adds on one, it's already a ribui with everybody else. That's one idea. Another idea is interesting, the Chofetz Chaim, in the Likutei Halachos and Sanhedrin, over here he asks, why does the Rambam say that it's osur? The Rambam says it's osur to have the extra horse that's rotz lefon, but he says it's mefurosh pesukim. The Rambam himself says in the Dinei Hamelech when he says all the Dinei Hamelech reshus yesh lamelech liten masal om. It's a malchus niknis b'shloshim drachim. So one of the drachim, and all of them are in Shmuel. The Shmuel Danovi said to the Yidden all the things as bnei sechem ikach, as bnei chem ikach. So the Rambam says, "Shelech b'chol gvul Yisrael v'lekech minom agiborim anshei chayil." It makes them chayolim poroshim, ma'amid mehen anoshim lo rutz lefonov. So he has people running in front of him. So what's wrong if the horse runs in front of him? Why anoshim lo rutz lefonov or kovod is muter, but a horse not? So he says, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Likutei Halachos, maybe machalik between people and horses and behemoths. So I was thinking, what's the pshat? Pshat is like this, because Anoshim Lord Tzlefon, of all these people, they're also mechuyev in the kovod Amelech. It's not as if the Melech is misgoyev that he has people running in front. All those people are mechuyev b'kvod Hashem Melech. So they're not only doing it because the Melech needs his kovod, they're mechabed the Melech because it's their mitzvah. But a behemoth is only the melech. I'm doing it for my covet. I need the covet. So memela, that's worse and that's also. That's the inyone halacha. I'll just say one remez that it says in the posik. If there it says all the lavim, that it's also to be marbe susim, it's also to be marbe noshim, and kesef ezov is also, and I'll mention on kesef ezov, we shouldn't leave that out. The Easter of marbe kesef ezov, there's a Yerushalmi in Peye, in Perkei, that he says, David HaMelech, he says, Vani ba'oni hachinoisi, I wrote down the chelik of the posuk, he says, Bani ba'oni achinoisi kesef v'zov, everything he was making for the Beis HaMikdash. So Yerushalmi says, Rishon he was makdish. Kedei that he shouldn't be over on the Yarbalei kesef v'zov. That means he didn't wait till he had enormous amounts of kesef v'zov. Each bit of kesef v'zov that he took from the shlal of the oivim, so each bit he was makdish. Kedei that he shouldn't ever have a minute that he has a ribui kesef v'zov. That's Yerushalmi. So after he was mekayim all these lavim, it says voyach hashivte al kisei mamlachtoi because of leis mishne atero azos al sefer. So al kisei mamlachtoi, that means once he's mekayim all these three, is roi to be yoshev. Rashi says him also kain kedayu shetiskayim al chusoi voyach hashivte al kisei mamlachtoi. He did all these lavim, then he's roi to sit al kisei mamlachtoi. Kisei is rosh teves kesef and sus and Isha, the three Averis that he's Memunah, and those are the ones that hold up his chair. That's if he did this, Rashi says, Moshe came, then he's Roy Losheves al Kisei Mamlachto. That means his whole sitting on the Kisei Mamlachto if he's not over on these three. And it's Yodua. It says that Shlomo HaMelech, he said, Ani Arbe V'loi Osur, and then it happened either he's a Melech V'edit or Melech V'edit V'melech. Shikoya. So there's one more interesting thing. The Eben Ezra, the Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, says in Yilchus Melachim Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, "V'chein lo yeshotuf benoshim, afilu lo yisol lo yelo achas lo yemotzu yetzlo tomid kishar atipshim, shenema al titein lenoshim chelecho, al asoras libo ikpido toiro shenema v'lo yosol levovo." He says, "V'lo yabel enoshim, v'lo yosol levovo." That the Torah is makpid on the Melech, that his heart should be always dovuk tashem, sheliboy ulev kol kaal Yisrael, lefichoch dovko yakosu batoiro, yoiso misharo om, shenemar kol yimei chayav. So he's dovuk batoiro, he always has to be osuk batoiro. So everybody else is also mchuyav, he's also bebito Torah. A person can't be mevato Torah. So what's the difference between a melech? He has more of a avera of bito Torah than everybody else. And what? How could we measure such a thing? So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman says a big chidush, everybody knows, it's Yodua, that he says that every person, if he's doing something that he likes to do, a tainug or anything, he's not learning, but it's not called bitul Torah, because he's not learning because he's doing something else. Even reading something. So it's not, and the Hilchos Shabbos says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's called bitul Torah. But he says that Be'emes, it's not called bitul Torah, only if you stand, sit, and you're doing nothing. If you do something that you want to do, so it's not called bitul Torah. But by the Melech, it's even worse. By the Melech, he has to be mamish dovuk b'Torah. It's not enough to do stam things. A Melech can't do stam something. He has to be always dovuk b'Kodesh Baruch Hu and dovuk b'Torah. By him, it is called bitul Torah.